More than 5 months after Hurricane Maria, hundreds of thousands of electric customers in Puerto Rico still remain without power. Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill checked in with an engineer on the island to learn more about the future of Puerto Rico's shattered electric grid.
When Hurricane Maria hit, Puerto Rico was already in a bad spot. The island was in a deep recession, its state-run utility was basically broke, and for years, the power grid had not been updated.
So if we rebuild exactly what we had before, we are still in the same place that we were before Maria.
That's Efrain O'Neill, a professor of electrical and computer engineering at the University of Puerto Rico. He says Puerto Rico depended on a centralized power system for years, big fossil-fueled power plants networked through a fragile grid of transmission towers and power lines. That was all shattered by Maria.
We cannot continue depending on the centralized model because it has shown its vulnerabilities. In my perspective, we should be paying more attention to the local resources that we have. And in terms of energy, the best resource we have that has commercially available technology is the sun.
As federal aid makes its way to the island, O'Neill says he hopes officials will pay more attention to things like rooftop solar, creating local jobs, stopping emigration to the mainland, and building a more resilient grid. O'Neill will speak about Puerto Rico's power grid at UConn this Wednesday. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.